Oh, wow. Is this your prehistoric phone? It looks like it came straight out of 2014.
I know, right? Back then, I was totally obsessed with social media. I used to chase likes like my life depended on it.
Same here. I remember spending hours editing photos, adding filters, making everything look picture perfect. For what? Online validation? Looking back, it's kind of sad.
Yeah, and we all pretended to be someone else sometimes, just to keep up appearances. Honestly, social media can turn into a stage where everyone's just acting.
Facts. But hey, to be fair, it's not all bad. Thanks to social media, I discovered so many motivational pages that really helped me grow.
Absolutely. I follow creators who post amazing educational content. That's actually how I got into creating content myself.
Wait, seriously? You're a content creator now?
Kinda, yeah. I started sharing study tips, then slowly built a personal brand. Now I monetize my content through affiliate marketing and sponsored posts. It's a lot of work, though. People think it's easy money, but trust me, it's a real job.
Wow, that's inspiring. But do you ever feel burnt out?
Totally. There's pressure to always be on, and keeping up with engagement rates is exhausting. Sometimes I get anxious when a post flops or when I compare myself to bigger creators.
Yeah, comparison culture is toxic. That's why I take social media breaks. It really helps me protect my mental space.
Smart move. These days, I try to create value, not just content. And I go all in when it feels meaningful.
I love that. I guess the key is balance. Use social media mindfully instead of letting it control you.
Exactly. Now, let's finish this room before we post a clean room pic that took 3 hours to create.